It's called Three Strikes.
We thought it was first at the ballpark, but then there's a gully with lots of trees and a steep hill, and it seems like that's where it is. However, we've been there twice already and haven't found it. So Kevin called Strider for a hint there. He and Bernie are out there looking for the cash.
Bernie's signature item is a wooden nickel. I've never had a personalized trade item before, but after years of geocaching, I started to look for something unique. I decided to take my coin collection and place it into caches. I collected hundreds of 1943 steel wheat pennies that were created by the U.S. government during World War II because copper was in heavy demand to produce war equipment. After I ran out of those, I discovered that people were selling the pennies on eBay and lots of 500, 100. So I bought some in order to continue to have something unique to put in the caches. With each coin, I include a printed page containing the history of the penny.
Anybody put sig items in anymore?
Bernie, I don't know if you were around when I was putting these out, but these...
The 43 penny?
Yeah. I ran out of them, and then I thought, we'll just buy a bunch off of eBay. So I bought a couple lots and then put them together with even the history on it so that somebody was interested in learning the history of it as well as having one.
Oh, yeah.
Be able to do
Can
that.
I have one?
Sure.
Yeah, thanks.
It was unique enough that I could just buy a whole bunch of them and just say, here, that's my contribution to the cash.
Yeah, I'm having my nickel redesigned.
I see a few more people are doing the wooden nickels these days.
Mm-hmm. I'm hoping that I might be able to put a bit of color in it because it's not awfully expensive.
We had planned to do six caches in a Festus Park, but saw that the roads were closed due to resurfacing. This put a crimp in our geocaching plan.
I see the truck up there with the top. We just have to come back. There's no way you can get in this park. It's a half mile to the one in the back. So my question is, where do we go next? That's a shame. Well, this just blows me away, doesn't it? My thought is we go up 21 and we work our way back up 21, then we go over to Columbia, Illinois. I have seven there to pick. I mean, I don't know what else to do, guys.
Still got beach, we do remember now.
Yeah. So we're going to go head over to DeSoto, but it's only 11 miles away. It's 25 minutes. Now I have doubts whether I'll make it, Bernie.
Well, instead of these six, do the six in Beach Street.
Well, that's kind of out of the way now.
On the way home?
You're right. We can do that, and then we get over to Columbia, Illinois, and wrap that up. I have seven over there to do. That's it.
For many years, Kevin was the traveling manager for Panera Bread, owners of the St. Louis Bread Company. This allowed him to do a lot of caching out of state. Recently, he decided to switch careers within the same company, but take a pay cut to become a delivery truck driver.
Well, you changed positions a little bit somewhere along the line, didn't you?
I quit being a manager and I went to be a truck driver.
Really? Same company, though?
Yeah. No, one-third pay.
Less stress or better hours?
Well, I work 4 days a week and I'm off three. And we're up to Quincy 4 days a week.
21.
Starting to look pretty bad here.
There's a little trail. Like a deer trail. I got it. It's up here. I've got 1 hour and 34 minutes left to record on my last 1 gig card. I guess we're close to 30 finds or something like that.
Kevin talks about geocaching in Colorado.
Great catch at Gold Coast Road. You go out and you catch it. It looks like a giant horseshoe and you end up at a very top peak, but you can't get down from the peak back down. You have to go all the way back down. When Kevin got down, I wasn't going all the way around. I got my butt and my boots and I slid down that hill. Caught a tree every once in a while, hung on, slowed me down. Got to the bottom of it. I put my thumb out, got a ride right away. One of my favorite catches is St. Mary's Glacier outside of Denver by about 15 miles. You walk up a glacier, climb about 700 to 1,000 feet. From bottom to the top, I think it's gone now, and then you log in the cache and you come back down. The glacier has never melted in any summer that they've had out there. It always snow in the valley. The high plateau on the top, and the snow blows across it, fills this gorge up, and there's just a ton of snow. We got 4 hours and 20 minutes left. I think I'm at 28 now. This will be 30 when you're done here. I only need 13 more. You can average 4 an hour. That's one every 15 minutes. I
mean, oh, I've been here. That covered bridge.
Yeah, last two times I've been here, there was a wedding here. Yeah, one time there was two weddings. Couldn't even park here.
330 feet.
I got this on my sheet.
Yeah, there's another one here, Bernie. You did both of them or none of them? Two of them here.
You know, I'm not even sure if that was during my caching days when I was here. Right now, my mind's pretty blank.
726. A lab tech, Goshawk, Norm V. Leroy, got it July 10. Took 1 feet.
Our coordinates were perfect when we moved the cache to where our receiver said it was zero.
Okay, point 19 to the next one. It's a shame you did this one already.
Get to the next one?
Yeah. Good find, Paul.
Yes, and he saved the day. My GPS pointer in every direction except for that one.
I was just getting ready to call it, too. Little ammo box in the woods.
In a state park. In a state park. I thought we couldn't have these.
State parks, it's okay. St. Louis County parks, you can't.
Well, I thought they stopped them in state parks because of the Katy Trail. There's 30.
Cool. Each new cache is another record for me for a day.
How many more?
13 more. There's over 8 of them in the park area for me to do.
Any of those multis?
One. But all you gotta do is project a waypoint across the lake and then find another container and it tells you where the final is.
I'm at 30 catches, so 3 hours to do 13 catches. That's possible.
Me and Brownie Bear came down and did all these for my birthday. When he kept myself away from my house long enough for them to set up and bring in about 90 people. Cached all day with him, you know, and he kept saying, oh, well, let's do this. And I kept thinking, well, you know, I'm really tired. He just kept it up, man. That's gonna be like 50-something catch, middle of summer in July. I knew he was dying. He goes, oh, let's go. We got home, and he goes, oh, have a good night. I've got to go somewhere tonight. I'm going to a party. It's okay. So I head home, and when I get to my driveway, there's balloons out. I'm going, oh, man.
Well, I needed to go caching today to make sure that I get my street cred up. So if I'm going to do podcasts about geocaching and I'm going to do the website, I might as well know what's going on in the St. Louis area.
Paul, I ever tell you about my hillbilly waiter?
No.
I was up in the New England area catching, and there's this place where the guy put this really good multi-cache out, and you had to cross the creeks. I thought, well, heck with this. So I threw a couple of my hillbilly waders in when I left the plant. I'd heard about how brutal it was. You had to cross water and all that. So I got out there, and it had snowed, and there was like 6 inches of snow on the ground. And so I get to the first creek crossing, I get out my plastic bags, put them on my legs, and I cross the creek, and I take them off on the other side. Well, these guys seen I did this catch, and I thought, well, we'll just follow them. His footprints. And they sent me an email. They go, how did you cross the creek? We want to know. We were going to be real slick and follow your footprints. And we were having such a hard time with this cache. And they said, every time you got to a creek, you just walked right across it. We just don't understand how you got across it. I put my hillbilly waders on. I told them, and they sent me back, you know, well, what are hillbilly waders? Industrial trash bags. I said, I put them around my legs, I take a little piece of duct tape with me, and I tape them on. Kind of slick. I said, the one part, I left them on until I got all the way over the ridge, and then I took them off, because I said, every time you tape them, you have to tape them down a little farther, because they start tearing up. And they were just totally amazed. They said, are you taking your clothes off across the creek? I said, no. What's the verdict? Do we do these while we're here? Or?
Might as well, huh?
Okay.
Slam City. Oh, that's what it is.
There's quite a few caches in. Oh, well, good. This one's not going to be far off the parking lot. So like, if I did it wrong, we won't have to go very far.
I'm showing 240 to get right back there. You guys see any place where they've walked through there?
This is one you had to know the new refrigerant number and the refrigerant number from Europe.
I called my maintenance guy.
He just came back from Europe. It's 171 feet. Where's the geo trail? Is it 4 or 5 feet?
Right here.
Okay, let's follow that. It's a question mark.
Well, this is the final one.
I'm hoping. So far, so good. We're following a good trail.
Okay, we're 90 feet.
Oh. This is Junior's catch, so you know.
Junior's catch.
Sign her off. Well, at least I figured that one out right. I knew when I'd seen that trail that we were...
There's geocoin in here. That's a pretty cool coin. I'll move that one on.
I should have brought one out of the car.
It's stupid me.
Where am I... Peeps off. No, it's a geocoin.
Oh, is it?
You want to move it?
No.
I'm a happy man.
Making up for that closed park.
I didn't go that far. Ow, that hurt.
12 more to 5,000.
Hey, they say it's not about the number.
No.
But if it wasn't about the numbers, you'd be like my daughter and have 1,000-something catches found and not have any of them logged.
Does she sign the logbook?
No. I kept track of them for the longest time.
Lane's kind of like that. She has no geocaching username. She doesn't sign the logbook. But she'll go long, help me find it.
Yeah, see, my wife has over probably 200 finds. She has no interest. She'll come out there and go, there it is. I found it. I'm done for the day. Let's go home.
There's all we got left here. One there, one there. Go back to the car, come down, get this one, then do the malty. I don't know how we're going to get to that one. I don't know if we should do that now while we're on this. We'll take a look at it on the bluff.
He's got a trail bug in it? Yeah. Want to send him on his way to Kansas City this weekend?
No. No, I don't want to do it. Oh, he got in the way from stamping the numbers on. Found a cheaper way of doing it, I guess. I mean, if that thing said I want to go to Kansas City, yeah, I would grab it in a heartbeat. But just to grab one,
the fence will go in there too.
I guess we'll go back down this path and make a left.
You know, there's a big ravine between here and there. I wonder if we didn't just work around the road.
See the contour map? It's a pretty good sized ravine, but if we head out this way and come in, the road's right here. See, and come in from the other side. Right. Yeah. It's up to you.
There's a new one called the Bluffs. It's on a parking lot.
Will you do it tonight? So I got a spare. If that don't work, I guess I'm not setting the record tonight. But we should have a little bit of light left over there.
There's one coming up here.
Columbia Main Street Multi.
Okay. I guess we ought to just grab the first waypoint on our way back just so we have it. See what that first one is and on our way back. Ah, well, my GPS just said you were supposed to turn back there, I think. It's a dead end. We're going to do road to nowhere right now. I guess that's it. Oh, man, I'm going to get to go four-wheel with my car. Yeehaw, here we go. Yeehaw.
It's a bang in a key case.
I only have 22 minutes left to record before I'm out of this space. Bernie and Kevin are out doing a small cache in a park in Columbia, Illinois. I think we need about 6 more caches for Kevin to get 5,000. I think we may have about an hour of sunlight left. And I'm putting in the waypoints of a multi-cache called Columbia's Main Street Multi. He kind of like to do a multi as his last cache, which we may potentially have to do in the dark, depending on how successful we are in getting the caches here in Columbia, Illinois.
40 feet.
I'd say it's probably a park bench.
Under the bench?
Or a bush.
Or a bush. It's gotta be 40 feet.
Flagpole?
Would it be that simple to be underneath the flagpole?
Let's hope not.
I think we're too far away from it.
Bugs and water. We meet up with Cyberwolf in downtown Columbia, Illinois. He had just found the cache we were about to hunt.
What's your name?
Cyberwolf.
Happy Crowd.
Gotcha.
Connell Pat W.
KT.
Cool. Well, it's good to see people in the area.
You live around here?
Well, no, actually I live in St. Louis, but I'm staying at friends right now.
Oh.
I work at the hardware store uptown here.
We're trying to get his 5,000 by the end of the day.
Oh, good Lord. Well, good luck. Did you do the big one down Columbia?
Four-point multi? We're almost got our fourth one.
Okay, yeah, that's a fun one,
actually.
And
then we'll plug it in.
I lived here for 29 years and didn't know all those little things around here. I'm like, wow, you know, that's cool. So it's a good catch to find. Good stuff.
Yeah. I'm only doing 5 or 6 that I need.
See, he's done the whole stuff already.
So gotcha.
Right now we need what?
We did 2 since we get here. We need 7 when we cross the river. We need 5.
And there's 1 on the Maldi, which gives us all but 1. We'll be 1 short. We get the bluff 100. That puts me at 5.
Has anybody ever done the one over in Bumshoecraft Park over there? Cannot find it.
Yeah, I have.
Really? I apparently have not seen that type before. I was going to email the guy and see if he could send me a message on it.
Electrical.
Electrical. You know, and I even scanned that entire box.
It's got a fake electrical.
Okay.
Fake,
all right. I mean, I could give you hints, but I think the cords are not on. You have to search around for it. There it is. It's good. Old school is right down at the end of here, straight across the highway, and you'll see the old brick red school building. Mm-hmm. But it's not near the parking lot, and it's not right around the school. Check around the rock edges, and you'll find it.
39, 40, 41, 42. The next one's it, boys.
All righty.
Falls
of Monroe.
Oh, Monroe.
Kevin likes waterfalls, so once we knew we actually had a shot at getting him to 5,000 that day, he selected a cache on Bluff Road outside of Columbia, Illinois. It is called the Falls of Monroe County, placed by Dave, a.k.a. CDS 231. I was familiar with the falls because when I rode bike a lot during the mid-1990s, a popular ride was to go from Columbia, Illinois to Valmire and back. The Valmire I knew no longer exists because it was wiped out by the Great Flood of 1993. The traditional bike route took you past the falls on the way back to the starting point. It was a great place to stop to splash in some water before the end of the ride. We are now on our way to what may be Find 5000. Bernie plays a joke and acts like he is calling someone from the Slaga group to post on the local geocaching forum that Kevin hit his milestone.
Yeah, do me a favor. Put on the free list, congratulations, Kevin. No, right now.
No, bro.
Okay.
He's not really calling, is he?
Yeah.
No, he's not.
Well, we haven't done it yet, but we're on our way there. Just go ahead and put it on the list. Alrighty, thanks. Bye.
You didn't do that, did you? You didn't make a phone call, did you?
What did it sound like?
It sounded like you didn't make a phone call.
Hey, you're right.
Bluff Road.
Clear that way?
Yeah.
Clear.
That's one good thing about geocaching. Sometimes you don't notice things in life, but with geocaching, yeah, you do get to learn.
I think it's the spring that's on the left side somewhere up here just away.
This is a nice catch to have at the tail end. Too bad it's going to be just a little too dark for great pictures.
Hey, I got some flash. I got my headlamp. As long as I remember where all my gadgets are.
The sun was setting when we arrived at the parking area near the falls where the cache was located. I took some pictures of Kevin and Bernie at the cache, and we decided to go ahead and check out the falls, even though it was hard to see in the dark.
Well, you know what? The hint was stripes.
Dear God.
In the guardrail.
Oh.
Is that what the coordinates are?
Yeah, this is it, man. Is that, because that must be the spring up there?
Yeah.
Got it?
Cool. Twilight. Couldn't be better, right?
Yeah.
Now we just drive off into the sunset.
Yep.
Look at that. Look at the nice sunset. 44?
I did 43. This is 43. I don't know what you guys did. Yeah, everybody should have either 43 or 44.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great, man.
Cool. You want to look at the water?
That is neat.
Got the flash.
Did you get the water?
Yep.
They good?
Yep.
Cool. This is cool. This is worth the whole trip right here. I love waterfalls.
This would be great on a hot day as you're coming into town.
Well, thanks, guys. This is really neat. That's one of the things I love about geocaching.
Oh, yeah.
You do see some ugly places, but you do see some great places.
Well, I hope I got some audio here. I got like 6 minutes left, and then I'm done.
Well, I hope you got some stuff you can use.
I do, too.
If you don't, I'll meet with you, and we can have a little talk.
I eventually want to get your story anyway, how you got to 5,000, and you're not off the hook yet.
That's okay. Ain't that incredible? I worked hard at this, and I don't know what it ends up being, you know, when you work it out over how many days. That's one of the things I'm going to do now. So we'll go on and see how many days it took from the day I started catching to today, how many I did per day, and see how many Bruce did. He's incredible.
Just for kicks, and in case we counted our cache finds incorrectly, we did one final cache at night located in the Gravois Bluff Shopping Center. Unfortunately, it was a lamppost cache right outside of Shop and Save, which was obviously anticlimactic.
I'm going to get one more tonight.
Might as well.
And you're going to break your wife's promise.
No, that's all right.
No caching for 30 days, I mean, man.
Because just south of where we dropped him off, there's a new one on that
block. That's right. You said that was your backup.
That's my backup. I figured there's just going to be a lot of working on things that I could do out of my chair, and I'll get them all set. And then when time comes, I'll just go out and blow out a mess of them. Heck, it might be a good thing. At least there'll be some catches in St. Louis by that time to do. The second catch I did at MOGA this year was 4,000, and I did from MOGA March. So since March till now, I did 1,000 catches. Well, I got to figure I started in like 02. So what, has it been 5 years? So it took me 5 years to get 5,000. I'll almost be ready for retirement by the time I get my next. Come on, Bernie. Don't you ever wonder when you're going to get your 10,000 and your 5,000 one?
No.
You get my wife, she'll go home and analytically calculate how much time I wasted in my life.
She'll say, how long does it take you to do a cache on average? I'll say 15 minutes. And she'll say, okay, 5,000 times 15 minutes. You wasted your life.
Well, there'll have to be some factoring, too, because there's more caches as time goes on. So it was harder to do it in the beginning. It's
oh, my God. I was so proud of my 300th catch. It was just a struggle to get 300 catches. Me and Corey had just about wiped out St. Louis, and I started traveling through Panera.
I was so happy to be on the road because I could actually run up some numbers, and Corey would be mad at me. Then we weren't together. As soon as she found boys, and it really didn't matter. She's the true meaning of one of these people who numbers don't matter because she's never logged a cat. There's very few of them out there.
Wow, I hate to see it's over, man.
Sorry, we can go out and eat tonight.
You can pop the trunk. Yeah, we're going on a GPS tour. Yeah.
10 hours later, our spree is over, and we accomplished our goal. It was quite an adventure, and I'm glad I was part of it. As Kevin had promised to his wife, he won't be able to cache again for a while, but that won't prevent him from solving those armchair puzzles and planning his next 5,000 finds.
This concludes the Slaga Podcast. For more information about the Slaga Group and geocaching in the St. Louis, Missouri area, go to www.geostl.com. Here's wishing you a strong signal and a trusty bearing.
Hey, geocachers, we just wrapped up recording the second episode of the Cachers of the Round Table. What a blast!
This episode was our first international show featuring the hosts of Cachemaniacs, the Geocaching Podcast, GeoTalk, and the Jersey Geocaching Podcast. We talked about paperless caching, answered some listener questions, and made 5 more of our geocaching picks for the month of September.
You can't download the second episode until September 6th, but the first episode with the hosts of the Cachemaniacs and Podcacher are still available. You can find the show at cachersroundtable.com or by searching in your favorite podcast directory.
We're looking for more listener questions for our October episode, perhaps something a little spooky seeing this will be the Halloween episode. Send us your questions or comments by emailing cachersroundtable@gmail.com or calling 206-333-1206.
Head over to the website at cachersroundtable.com to download or subscribe today.